The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jean Latshaw from the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Ladies Magazines. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from various ladies magazines, and we begin with this one from First for Women, Family Tensions Diffused. There's someone in every family who simply can't help but be judgy. The aunt who gives you the side eye every time you talk about your live-in boyfriend, or the sibling who questions your every career decision. No matter who the nosy relative is, human beings are wired to detest advice. And understanding this can make all the difference when we interact with family, says Celeste Headley, the author of We Need to Talk, How to Have Conversations That Matter. I will spell Celeste's last name, H-E-A-D-L-E-E. Human beings are social creatures, and our entire survival depends on our standing in a community, Headley says. This means that when you get advice, even if you ask for it, your body immediately goes into defensive mode. This is deeply ingrained in us, she says. It's an automatic and understandable reaction. Here, Headley's top picks, tips to help you survive the next family gathering without pulling out your hair. 1. Add a dash of humor. Listening to unsolicited commentary is annoying, sure, but what if instead of steaming every time your relative says something hurtful, you had some fun with the situation? If someone criticizes you about how much you're dipping your hand into a bowl of snacks, for example, say something like, "You're telling me what I'm about to eat is going to kill me. How much time do I have? Enough to eat this bag of Cheetos?" Headley says. This should diffuse the criticism right away. 2. Reframe judgy statements. People tend to talk more than they like to listen, Headley says. However, in most cases, people who meddle do it because deep down they hope to make someone's life better. That's why it's a good idea to confront a relative rather than swallow judgment that may not be intended negatively. Instead of getting irritated when someone says something judgmental, assume the other person is coming from a helpful place. Thank your family member for the advice and then ask, "What are you hoping for by giving me this advice?" Headley says. Chances are the person is sharing advice they wish they had once followed. And 3, set clear boundaries. If you've ever just wanted to share something with a relative but feel like all they do is tell you how they handled something similar that happened to them, you're not alone. If you don't want that person's advice, respond politely with, "It really helped for me to get this off my chest," Headley says. This signals to them that you're not necessarily looking for advice so much as a shoulder to lean on. If they offer more advice, say, "I appreciate your feedback. All I need right now is a listening ear." It may sound counterintuitive, but setting boundaries like this can be a relief to people, especially when it comes to interactions with family members who aren't sure what to say or do. A quickie from First for Women, ward off COVID. Drinking a cup of tea can reduce your risk of getting sick with the virus, say University of Georgia scientists. They found that tea inactivated COVID in the saliva by up to 99.9%, an effect that may keep the virus from moving to the respiratory system. Black tea was the most effective, and you can get the perks by drinking tea or gargling with it for 10 seconds. And they're talking about hot tea. From Real Simple, the books list. These are some of their recommendations. There are quite a few this time. First, a thrilling lit fiction. National Book Award finalist Rumman Alam, that's A-L-A-M as in mother, captivated readers with 2020's startling book, Leave the World Behind. In his new novel, Brooke is a young woman living in New York City, working at an aging billionaire's family foundation, yearning to find her purpose. After her employer enlists her help in deciding how to give away his fortune, she becomes entranced by the power of wealth. Suspenseful and deliciously unsettling, the book called Entitlement examines the seductive pull of money and its ability to warp our perspectives. A tribute to sisterhood. It's been a year since Nikki, the sunniest of the Blue sisters, unexpectedly passed away. From the outside, the remaining three seem just fine. Avery's a wealthy lawyer in London. Bonnie's a former boxer in Los Angeles. And Lucky models from her home base in Paris. But when their mother announces she's selling their childhood home in Manhattan, their secret struggles come to the fore. The book is called Blue Sisters by Coco Mellors, M-E-L-L-O-R-S, and paints a beautiful portrait of grief and the world-shaping bond sisters share. A moving memoir. From the time she was a kid, essayist Marion Shembari, that's S-C-H-E-M-B-A-R-I, felt different from her classmates, but she couldn't put her finger on why. Decades later, when she was 34 and on a beach vacation with her husband and young daughter, a phone call from her doctor revealed the answer. She's autistic. A Little Less Broken is the title of the book, her first book, a warm, funny, and deeply informative recounting of her years-long search to find her true self, and an encouraging reminder to accept ourselves as we are. An inspiring adventure? The Life Impossible, that's the book title, by Matt Haig, H-A-I-G. Features Grace Winters, a widowed retired math teacher in England, whose life has fallen into a slump. She's bored, bereft, and plagued by a sense of aimlessness until she gets a letter stating that a former coworker, a woman she hardly knew, has died and left her a rundown property in Ibiza. Even though she's inclined to just stay home, she goes to check it out. What unfolds is an insightful read about how it's never too late to start over. A fun what if. Imagine this. You're on a plane when a woman walks up the aisle and points to each passenger, declaring exactly how and when everyone will die. Would you call it nonsense or reconsider how you live? That's the question posed in Here One Moment, the new novel by superstar Leanne Moriarty, who wrote Big Little Lies. I'll spell that M-O-R-I-A-R-T-Y. By the time the plane lands, most passengers have laughed off the experience, but a few months later, one dies exactly as predicted, and that changes everything. This expertly told story will entertain you as it leaves you wondering, what would I do? And a deep connections piece, the book Tell Me Everything. Pulitzer Prize winner Elizabeth Strout, S-T-R-O-U-T, returns to Crosby, Maine, bringing together her most popular characters. Bob Burgess is investigating a murder, but spends much of his time confiding in writer Lucy Barton. Lucy has befriended the irascible Olive Kitteridge, and their chats in Olive's retirement home lead to big questions about how we're remembered. No need to have read Strout's other work to fall in love with this standalone story that explores the quiet impact we have on each other every day. From Good Housekeeping, Easy Ways to Organize, our cleaning lab shares simple strategies to declutter and make the best use of your space. And I think they're talking about garages here. They offer three options here, or recommendations. Pick a pegboard. Install a pegboard above a workbench or on an open wall to hold frequently used items like lawn gear or hand tools. This customizable system allows you to hang items of various sizes and shapes, so everything has a home and nothing hogs floor space. A pro tip? Find an efficient layout and outline each item with painter's tape. That way, everything will go back into its spot, no matter who uses it. 2. Select a slat system. A track wall is similar to a pegboard in that it lets you customize your arrangement. Install the horizontal channels on the wall, then clamp on baskets, shelves, hooks, and even locking cabinets or other accessories. We love these systems for their uniform look and their usefulness in keeping sports gear and small items corralled and hanging up oddly shaped items. And bring on the bins. Open shelving allows for quick access to stored items, but it can look cluttered and items can get dusty. For a quick and easy fix, invest in a uniform set of lidded bins. We recommend labeling each one. or mixed-lidded bins with open baskets and shelf risers, which make use of the vertical space on each shelf. Consider hanging a stepladder on one side of the shelving to offer easier access to high-up items. From Good Housekeeping, cool cans. Bring these portable drinks to the picnic, a tailgate, your front porch, or the next big bash. Cheers. And they offer three. Sweet and spicy sip. This sparkling pineapple marg, which is short for margarita, has just a hint of heat. Pair it with tacos, nachos, and spicy foods. It's the Sula Pineapple Chili Margarita, $13 for four 12-ounce cans. Next, Mixology Magic, and this tangy tropical vodka-based martini is the next best thing to having a bar set up at the tailgate. The nitro infusion gives it a just-shaken texture. It's Funkin' Cocktails Nitro Passion Fruit Martini, $15 for four 6.8-ounce cans. And a complex crusher. Crisp, refreshing, and dry, this zero-calorie sparkler has a hoppy profile that will appeal to IPA lovers who may want a non-alcoholic, gluten-free option. It's the Fieldwork Brewing Hop Water, $14 for six 12-ounce cans. From Magnolia, a tune, our take on this season's theme. The traditional definition of a tune, make receptive or aware, make harmonious. Our definition, a willingness to tune in to the ways of our heart and the necessary readjusting of rhythms as we grow. A look behind the scenes at fall 2024. Every season we choose a theme that serves as a guidepost for the issue and all things at Magnolia. A tune came to mind for fall because of how it mirrors the shifts of nature and the beauty that can only come through process. The word implies work and ease, energy and stillness. When we give ourselves space to attune to the ways we're meant to go, we have a better shot at closing the gap between where we are and where we want to be. Of course, there are no shortcuts to this. Attuning usually asks us to take a slower, more scientific path. But in time, we'll look up and see the road was worth it. Like the harvest leaves, we brighten as time shapes us. From First for Women, prevent a dog's car sickness. Would Rover enjoy road trips more if he didn't get car sick? The vet-approved secret to ease nausea is ginger. Excuse me. Similar to the effect it has in humans, ginger relieves symptoms in dogs too. Just add a little bit to his food according to his body weight. For a dog 10 pounds and under, a quarter teaspoon of ginger. For 11 to 35-pound dogs, a half teaspoon. And for 36 pounds or more, 3/4 teaspoon. From First for Women, 10 brilliant uses for baking soda. Clever ways the powder saves the day. 1. Make detergent go further. The key to doubling your detergent? Reduce the recommended amount by half, then add half cup of baking soda. Baking soda's cleaning power means you can stretch your detergent supply. Banish tarnish in a flash. You took out your favorite silver jewelry for your niece's wedding, only to see it's tarnished. If you don't have silver polish on hand, simply line a baking pan with foil, fill with hot water, and add 2 tablespoons of baking soda. Then let jewelry soak in the mix for 5 minutes before buffing dry. The powder and aluminum will chemically react with the tarnish so the pieces sparkle again. Lift grease from a grill. Although you love grilling, you could do without the sticky, greasy mess left behind on the grates. To eliminate the grime, make a paste of 3 parts baking soda to 1 part water and use it to scrub the grates with a rag or sponge. When dissolved in water, baking soda forms an alkaline solution that cuts through stuck-on grease so your grill is spotless for next time. Brighten up yellow teeth on the cheap. No need to buy pricey whitening strips for a vibrant smile. Instead, brush your teeth with a mixture of equal parts baking soda and water, 2 or 3 times a week. The coarse paste buffs away surface stains caused by coffee, tea, and wine, and reduces discoloration. Plus, baking soda neutralizes bad breath causing germs. Soothe mosquito bites. Well, we could have used this a couple months ago. Your afternoon of hiking was absolutely refreshing, but now you have mosquito bites. Ease the itch with a homemade salve. Mix 1 tablespoon baking soda with just enough water to form a paste. Apply the mixture to the bites. Leave in place for 10 minutes, then wash off with water. The alkaline paste balances skin's pH levels, nixing the itch in a flash. Remove pesticides from fresh veggies. The secret to ensuring your produce is clean for salads, snacking, or recipes? Mix 2 tablespoons baking soda and 1 cup of water in a bowl. Add the veggies and soak for 5 minutes before scrubbing with a vegetable brush and rinsing. Baking soda removes dirt and pesticides, so you can crunch away worry-free. Caramelize onions in no time. The secret to quick sautéed onions, add a dash of baking soda, about 1/4 teaspoon per pound of onions, as they cook. This will raise the onion's pH, which speeds up the chemical reaction that turns them brown. Rid hairstyling tools of residue. Over time, hairbrushes and combs can accumulate oil and product residue. This not only makes them unsanitary, but that residue gets transferred back to your hair and weighs down your locks. The solution? Mix 1 tablespoon baking soda with 1 cup of warm water. Soak brushes for 1 hour, then rinse. Baking soda absorbs the oily residue, leaving your styling tools like new. Eliminate trash can odors. Even if you regularly take out the garbage, it doesn't take much for a smelly can to stink up your kitchen. What can help? Pour baking soda into a thin sock. Tie it off and place it at the bottom of your trash can before adding the bag. It will help absorb smells for longer periods of time, plus it's reusable. Just dump out the powder, wash the sock, and refill as needed. And last, prevent a pet accident cycle. If your pup has an accident on the carpet, do this to clean up the mess. Wet the area with white vinegar, and then sprinkle on baking soda. Vacuum the next day. The baking soda and vinegar combo will erase the stain and neutralize the smell, so there won't be any repeats. From Real Simple, heads up, mitigating migraines. It's time for crisp air, cozy sweaters, and headaches. Fall and spring are when we see the biggest increase in cases, probably due in part to fluctuating weather. We're still not sure about the exact process, but when the barometric pressure falls or rises, it affects the pressure in our sinuses. It's also thought to cause the blood vessels to dilate, which can release a cascade of neurotransmitters like serotonin. Other culprits can be allergens, lower vitamin D levels, and the lost sleep that may come with the end of daylight savings time. But you don't have to be at Mother Nature's mercy. Migraines are often caused by a few things at once, so focus on those you can control. Avoid food triggers, maintain a good sleep hygiene, limit caffeine and alcohol, and find healthy ways to manage stress. If headaches are really a pain, see a specialist. From First for Women in Focus, peaches. They're good for you, packed with soluble fiber. Peaches help stabilize blood sugar and keep cholesterol levels in check. When buying, look for firm, golden reddish-skinned fruits with no green spots, bruising, dents, or flat areas. And for storing, firm fruits should be stored at room temperature until ripe. Once ready to eat, store in the fridge to slow down the ripening process. And some easy ideas. Peach barbecue. In a blender, puree 2 peaches, which have been pitted and peeled, with 1 cup barbecue sauce, 1/2 teaspoon salt, and 1/2 teaspoon pepper. Place 3 pounds baby back ribs in a 4-quart slow cooker, pour sauce on top, cover, cook on low 8 hours. Bellini Bliss in a blender, puree 1 peach, pitted and peeled, 1/2 cup raspberries, and 1/2 cup of water. Pass through the sieve. Chill 1 hour, divide evenly among 6 flutes, and top with Prosecco. Cuckoo for cobbler. In an 8-inch square dish, toss 3 cups peeled peach slices with 1/2 cup sugar, 2 tablespoons cornstarch, and 1/4 teaspoon nutmeg. Top with 9 refrigerated biscuits from a 12-ounce package. Sprinkle with 2 teaspoons sugar, and then bake at 350 for 40 minutes. From Woman's Day, brined pork chops. Active time and total time are 20 minutes plus brining and resting, and this serves 4. We need 1/4 cup of kosher salt, plus more for seasoning the pork chops, 2 to 3 tablespoons light brown sugar, 1 sprig of rosemary, 2 sprigs of thyme, 1 small bunch of sage, 1 bay leaf, 1 tablespoon black peppercorns, 4 cloves garlic smashed, 2 cups of ice, 4 bone-in pork chops, 10 to 12 ounces each, pepper, and canola oil for greasing. In a medium saucepan, combine salt, brown sugar, rosemary, thyme, sage, bay leaf, peppercorns, garlic, and 2 cups of water. Bring to a simmer on medium and simmer 10 minutes. Remove from heat. Add ice and let melt to bring the brine to room temperature. Place pork in a large zip-top bag and then pour in the brine. Zip closed, removing excess air. Refrigerate at least 4 hours, up to 24 hours if possible. When ready to grill, pat pork chops dry and then season with 1/2 teaspoon salt and 1/2 teaspoon pepper. Heat the grill to medium-high, between 400 and 450, and lightly oil the grates. Grill the pork chops covered until grill marks appear and internal temperature is 145 degrees, about 5 to 6 minutes per side. Then let rest 10 minutes before serving. From First for Women, Chicken Bacon Tartines. Active and total time are both 15 minutes, and this serves 4. We need 4 slices of bread, 8 slices fully cooked bacon, 2 cups sliced cooked chicken, 1 avocado pitted, peeled, and sliced, 4 leaves of butter lettuce torn, 3 tablespoons bottled ranch dressing, and freshly ground black pepper optional. Toast bread slices. Meanwhile, microwave the bacon until heated through. Dividing evenly, top each slice of toast with chicken, avocado, lettuce, and bacon. Then drizzle with dressing. If desired, sprinkle with freshly ground black pepper. From Magnolia, praline snickerdoodle bars. We need, prep time and bake time are both 20 minutes. Cooling time is 1 hour, and it makes 24 bars. We need 1 cup or 2 sticks salted butter softened, 1 1/4 cups granulated sugar, 1/2 cup packed brown sugar, 1 teaspoon baking soda, 1 teaspoon cream of tartar, 1/2 teaspoon kosher salt, 2 eggs, 2 teaspoons vanilla, 2 3/4 cups all-purpose flour, 1 cup almond toffee bits, 1 cup chopped toasted pecans, 2 teaspoons ground cinnamon. Preheat oven to 350. Line a 13-by-9-inch baking pan with foil. Coat with nonstick cooking spray. Beat butter in a large bowl on medium, medium to high, 30 seconds. Add 1 cup granulated sugar, the brown sugar, baking soda, cream of tartar, and salt. Beat until combined, scraping bowl as needed. Beat in eggs and vanilla. Beat in flour. Stir in toffee bits and pecans. Press dough into prepared pan. In a small bowl, stir together remaining quarter cup granulated sugar and the cinnamon. Sprinkle over dough. Bake 20 to 25 minutes or until the center is just set. Cool in pan. Use foil to lift out and cut into bars. From Magnolia, one more bar dessert, peanut butter chocolate pretzel bars. Prep time, 20 minutes. Baking, 25. An hour to cool. And this makes 36 bars. We need 2 sticks plus 2 tablespoons of salted butter, softened. 1.5 cups packed dark brown sugar. 1 teaspoon baking soda. 1/4 teaspoon kosher salt. 2 eggs. 2 cups crunchy peanut butter, 4 teaspoons vanilla, 3 cups all-purpose flour, 1.5 cups semi-sweet chocolate chips, 1 14-ounce can sweetened condensed milk, 1.5 cups coarsely broken pretzel twists. Preheat oven to 350. Line a 15 by 10-inch baking pan with foil. Coat with nonstick cooking spray. Beat 1 cup butter in a large bowl on medium-high, 30 seconds. Add brown sugar, baking soda, and salt. Beat until combined, scraping the bowl occasionally. Beat in eggs, peanut butter, and 2 teaspoons vanilla. Beat in flour. Combine chocolate chips, sweetened condensed milk, and remaining 2 tablespoons butter in a saucepan. Heat and stir over low until chocolate melts. Remove from heat. Stir in remaining 2 teaspoons vanilla. Press 2/3 of the dough into bottom of prepared pan. Spread chocolate mixture and crumble remaining dough over top. Sprinkle with pretzels. Bake 25 to 30 minutes or until lightly browned. Filling should look moist. Cool in the pan. Use the foil to lift out. Then cut into bars. From First for Women, beans with big benefits. Black beans improve blood sugar levels while their phenolic compounds fight pain and inflammation. Lentils drop blood pressure and improve the gut-mood connection. Navy beans contain prebiotic fiber that reinforces the gut lining to protect against colorectal cancers. Peas boost immunity. Bonus, the resistant starch in these gems curbs appetite and slims. And soybeans, they reduce hot flash frequency. One study found 50% of women had 0 episodes of hot flashes after eating them. So something to keep in mind when planning your meals. From First for Women, clipping a clothespin on a garment stain reminds you to spot treat it on laundry day. We've run out of time for today's episode of Ladies Magazine. Be sure and listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jean Latshaw, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Ladies Magazine's available as a podcast on our website, www.ncreadingservice.org. For comments or questions, please call our all-purpose number, 919-832-5138. And thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.